Chapter 5. They slept soundly. No sounds. Nisha got up early as usual. The sphere continued to orbit the moon. The U.S. stock market opened Saturday, trading down 1% as anxiety continued to grow around the world. Another beautiful sunny morning began, as they all do in inland California during the dry summer half of the year. It was a Saturday, and the kids were excited to be out of school. Priya had lots of energy. "It's hot, let's go to the beach today," she said. "Great idea," Quinn said. "Let's get out there early before the crowds come. We can leave right after breakfast."
"I can't wait," Nisha said.
They ate breakfast. Quinn loaded up the car. "Okay, I think we have all the necessities. Beach towels, umbrellas, sunscreen, chairs, a full ice chest, drinks. We can put your surfboard on top, Pri."
"That sounds good, Daddy,"
Quinn continued his inventory. "Food, chips, Google eyepiece. No way, Niche. You need to leave the tech stuff behind." "Sorry, I need to keep up with what's happening. You never know what they or it will do next." She tried to make light of the situation for the sake of the kids, but the anxiety continued to build within her. She couldn't think of a scenario that would be good for our species. They didn't seem to be passing through the solar system on their way elsewhere. Quinn smiled as he always does when Nisha appeared happy.
"Okay, okay, you win as usual. Let's go."
"I'll be right back," Nisha said. She ran into her computer room to do a quick post and check on things. She opened her newsfeed. A view of Times Square appeared. It felt odd and out of place. She turned up the sound volume out of curiosity. Reporter: "I've never seen anything like this. Thousands of people stopped walking all at once. They're standing in place. I thought the crowd freezing fad died out years ago. The participating crowd is huge. I wonder if this is some practical joke." "I don't know."
"Quinn!"
Nisha shouted at the top of her lungs. A few seconds later, he ran into the room.
"What do you want, Niche? You look like you've seen a ghost."
"I'm not sure, but there's something wrong in New York. The reporters think it's a prank, but I don't. I need to contact the DHS right away. Sorry, Quinn."
"It's okay, Niche, go ahead," Quinn said.
"If you need to stay home, we can go without you if that's fine with you."
"No, Quinn, stay here. Something is happening there, and the same thing might happen here, too. We need to stay together."
As she watched the screen, the DHS logo appeared in a little window.
"Dr. Chandra, I'm glad you're there," General Sherman said.
"Are you watching what's happening in Times Square?"
"Yes, I can't explain what's happening," the general said.
"I remember the crowd freezing pranks of years ago, but this is different. Usually some people walk around amongst the frozen since not everyone is in on the prank, but here they're all frozen. I believe the aliens." Nisha looked closely at her screen and zoomed in on a portion of it. She felt cold on a warm day.
"Yes, the aliens are there," Nisha said.
"A reflective sphere is sitting on the top of the building. Can you confirm that?"
"Hold on."
"Yes," the general said.
"Something is happening. Let's listen," Nisha said.
Reporter: "I've never experienced streets this quiet. Now there's fog emerging from the sphere. It's descending from the building and onto the people below."
The reporter paused to confirm something being said in his ear.
"The fog seems alive. It may be composed of little flying machines. They appear like the spider drones the aliens used on the astronauts, only these are smaller. We're zooming in with our camera. They're mosquito-sized drones. They're landing on people's necks. Needle-like appendages are being inserted into their necks. Once they remove the needle, they fly in front of the face of the victim, hover there for a moment, and return to the sphere. They're looking at the person they took a sample from. Maybe they're taking a picture, I can't tell."
"Hold on, the U.S. stock market has been halted in trading, down 10% in 3 minutes. The market has dropped 25% from a week ago before the voices came. A 20% drop is considered a recession, but this is just a panic, I hope. We'll talk more about this later."
"Nisha, what do you think?" the general said.
Nisha wiped the perspiration off her forehead in a way where the general could not see her. She was sweating and cold at the same time. "They're taking biological samples of the general population. They chose a highly populated place for the sake of efficiency. Every task they do is efficiently performed. The technology required to execute this plan is beyond our capability. However, our species has built technology which was incomprehensible only 50 years ago. That's why Arthur C. Clarke stated in his now famous third law that any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. To us, they're performing magic,
However, it's only technology, nothing magical. The general tried to keep up the appearance of strength and authority, but he understood the gravity of the situation.
I appreciate your sentiments. I understand you're no military expert. However, can you think of any way we can stop them?
Not at the moment, General, Nisha said. We must keep a sharp eye out for weaknesses. I doubt we'll find any physical weaknesses. We need to learn about them somehow. If they're organic, they must possess a civilized culture. They could have emerged from humble beginnings like us. We need to play defense in this game. I think going on the offensive might get us wiped clean off this planet. We might need to become the insurgents. At this point, we know nothing, so we must wait. The general took a deep breath, imagining humans fighting in caves against a marauding alien force. He had to begin preparations. Thank you, Dr. Chandra. I need to go, but keep in close contact. Let us know whenever you have new thoughts on the subject.
I will, Nisha said.
Nisha terminated the communication app and continued to watch events unfolding in Times Square. The kids walked into the room. They realized they weren't going to the beach.
Mom, why can't we go now? Nothing is fun anymore.
I'm sorry, Pri, Nisha said. I'm afraid we're not going to enjoy many fun times until they or it leaves. The situation is unpredictable. Watch what's happening in New York, and you'll understand what I mean. We need to stay together. I promise when this thing is over, we'll go to the beach.
Promise? Yes, I promise.
Nisha tried to insulate her kids from harsh news, especially when they were younger. Then, transparency became more important. Everyone in the world needed to know everything to increase our chances of survival. This meant Priya must understand what's happening. They watched the screen in silence. Reporter. The mosquito drones are returning to the sphere. Some people are beginning to move and reawaken. Everyone is confused. Some people tried to run, but they fell. The paralysis will wear off in a few minutes if this procedure goes like the one with the astronauts. Priya and Sophie were transfixed by the screen as they both held on to each other.
Mom, I think this is what happened to me, Priya said. Before I got remote controlled, I felt paralyzed. I couldn't move.
Me too, Sophie said. I wanted to scream, but I couldn't make a noise.
I can't be sure about this, Nisha said.
But I think they were practicing on us. Now they've mastered the technique.
Reporter. The mosquito drones are back in the sphere. It's lifting off and accelerating into the sky. Ugh, that's the most intense sonic boom I've ever witnessed.
The building I'm in is vibrating like a drum. Everyone on the ground looks dazed as they try to pick themselves up. Priya's eyes were wide open. Sophie was silent.
Mom, I'm getting dizzy and sick to my stomach again. We can't do anything about this. They can do anything they want.
Yeah, Sophie said.
I understand aliens might do all sorts of weird things, like inhabiting our bodies and turning us into zombies.
Nisha shook her head.
Okay, guys, she said.
Let's not get carried away. Zombies don't exist, despite the zombie craze years ago.
Oh, except for the zombie ants.
Priya smiled. Nisha continued.
Yeah, their technology is advanced. With your young, flexible minds, you may be able to come up with clever ideas to help us. If you think of anything I might pass on to the general or the president, let me know.
Okay, Mom, Priya said. She turned to Sophie.
Mom hangs with the president now.
I know, she's famous, Sophie said.
Hold on, Nisha said.
I'm looking at Reddit. Something else is happening. Read these posts.
I'm on the Stanford campus. People are frozen in place. Is this a joke?
They're frozen like in NYC here on the grounds at Oxford.
I took this video just now at MIT. Check out the frozen people. LOL.
Everyone in Beckman is frozen. Best prank ever at Caltech.
Caltech, Nisha said.
I gotta go.
Priya wrapped her arms around Nisha and held her tight.
No, Mom. Don't go.
Nish, Quinn said. You can't go. I don't want to lose you.
Sorry, guys. I have no choice but to go. When they wake up, I want to understand what happened. Don't worry, I'll be careful. They're not killing anyone.
By the time Nisha arrived at the Beckman Auditorium at Caltech, the sphere had left, and the students were dazed. She interviewed them. She connected to DHS to give them an update.
Dr. Chandra, what happened?
The general said.
I'm at Caltech right now, Nisha said. I'm talking with the paralysis victims.
They all said the same thing. They became paralyzed and the mosquito drones came out of a 4-meter-wide sphere hovering outside the auditorium. The doors to the auditorium were open and they flew in and took blood samples. They all felt a brief stinging sensation. They felt nothing as the samples were drawn from a sharp needle. Maybe there was anesthetic. They moved too quickly to SWAT, even if they weren't paralyzed. The drones returned to the sphere. A sonic boom happened afterwards.
"What do you make of this?" the general said.
Nisha paused.
"I noticed from my Reddit stream that they're doing this at many of the most prestigious universities around the world. Approximately 20 schools in total were intentionally chosen by them.
From a research perspective, they took a random sample of people from the streets of New York. Afterwards, they took a specific sample from those high-achieving universities for comparison. They might want to understand our genetic variation. A case control study? They must be monitoring us to be able to know where to go to collect such precisely targeted samples."
The general rubbed his forehead with his head down. It was difficult to maintain the appearance of being in control.
"If this were a ball game, they're increasing their lead every chance they get. They continue to learn more about us and we still know nothing about them."
"I disagree partially. When we study their actions and their tools, we learn. They're advanced, they're scrutinizing us closely. They're opaque. There's no evidence of microbial contamination and they wish us no harm as of now. However, I agree we don't know them like they know us. We don't know if the sphere in orbit is a probe or a home to millions of live beings."
"Thanks, Dr. Chandra," the general said. "Continue monitoring the situation and keep us up to date."
"You're welcome. I'll let you know,"
Nisha posted about the latest incidents.
"They're sampling our DNA. Thus far, they mean us no harm, and that's a good thing. So far, there's no evidence of alien contamination or microorganisms."
Quinn walked into Nisha's computer room later that afternoon.
"Nish?"
"Yes?"
"It's time to eat dinner. I made a tasty pizza."
"It's dinner time already? We were just getting ready this morning to go to the beach. I guess I got a little distracted."
"Yeah, a wee bit distracted, like for the entire day," he said as he smiled.
"This is a healthy pizza with veggies. I need to keep you well nourished so you can save the world."
"Okay, I'll be there in a minute."
They sat down to eat. Sophie felt like part of the family. Priya messaged Amy.
"Hi, Amy. What did you do today, Miss Genius?" Priya said.
"Hey.
We spent a perfect day at the beach, and I worried about the aliens. What did you do? I thought I'd see you out there."
"We were going to go, but Mom got sucked into the alien thing again, so we didn't go. Sorry."
"Pri, we're eating now," Quinn said.
"Sorry, gotta go."
They disconnected.
"I wish we'd gone to the beach," Sophie said. "We had such a bad week."
"I know," Quinn said. "I think a long time will pass before things return to normal. We'll need to..."
"What's wrong, Nish?"
Nisha stared at her big 3D screen across the room where her Reddit stream scrolled down the page.
"Oh, it's nothing. So many hoaxes are going around."
"How can you differentiate hoax from reality? How about this one? A guy claims they abducted him and he is now pregnant with an alien baby. Check out his belly. He looks like he had too much to eat."
"Aye, for sure."
"Ew, he looks like my English teacher," Sophie said.
Nisha continued browsing on the big screen.
"Okay, what about this one? This woman says they abducted her and took her to their homeworld through a wormhole. She describes the homeworld as being desert-like. The aliens are 20 feet tall because they originally evolved to eat the leaves off the branches of ever taller trees."
"That's ridiculous," Sanjay said.
"Alien giraffes? Who would believe that?"
"I don't know," Nisha said.
"Oh, here's a good one. This guy in India near Mumbai claims children are walking into a sphere. I wonder why anyone would write such nonsense."
Priya laughed. "I think they want attention. Everyone wants to be famous and nobody wants to do the work to become famous."
"Pri, you're starting to sound like your dad," Nisha said.
Priya wrinkled her nose. "Sorry, I recant my last statement."
Nisha chuckled and continued reading. "Here's another one from Mumbai talking about children walking into a sphere."
"It's from the same guy, right?"
Quinn said, looking at his piece of pizza as he ate.
Nisha watched the screen more closely.
No, this is from a different person, or at least a different Reddit account. That's strange."
"Maybe we're having mass hysteria," Priya said.
"That's possible since everyone knows about the aliens now," Nisha said.
Oh, here's another one from a different user talking about the same thing. This person talks about a large sphere about 50 meters tall landing in a schoolyard near Mumbai. The children are willingly walking into the sphere at this moment.
That's funny, Sanjay chucked as he smiled.
Priya laughed.
Yeah, that's mass hysteria. This is good entertainment. What else do they say?
Nisha said nothing for a few seconds as she read the posts. She felt another chill.
They're saying a lot, Pri. Here's one from a parent, also near Mumbai, saying their child walked out of the house and into a sphere. He could do nothing to fight back. This one might be real. I've got to go check on this. I'll be back.
There she goes again, Sanjay said. This is the price we pay for having Nisha in our lives, Quinn said.
She's worth the trouble.
Priya made kissing noises.
Yeah, Daddy, you're biased because you're in love.
Guilty as charged, Quinn said. Nisha quickly walked into her computer room and contacted General Sherman at the DHS.
Sorry to wake you, General, but I've been monitoring a strange development. I can't confirm this amongst all the hoaxes, but I think children are being abducted in Mumbai. If this is true, we need to protect our children.
I agree, Dr. Chandra. We'll get our people on this right away.
Thank you, General. I'm seeing more posts right now coming from Mumbai. I no longer think this is a hoax. Wait a minute. Someone posted some video. I'm watching the video now.
Silence.
The children walked into the sphere, and the sphere appeared to melt around them as they walked in. Some adults stood near the sphere, but they weren't doing anything. They were paralyzed. Once all the children were inside, the sphere accelerated into the sky, making a huge sonic boom. Afterwards, the parents started running around.
Thanks, Dr. Chandra, the general said.
We both should do whatever we can to protect the children.
Be careful taking any aggressive action. I don't think we can do anything to stop them.
Aggression might put us on the endangered species list.
Acknowledged, keep us posted. Thank you and good night.
Nisha signed off and became aware that Quinn and the kids were watching everything from the doorway.
I guess you know everything, she said.
We do now, Quinn said.
What should we do? Are they going to abduct us?
I don't know, but we should stay inside at night. It's early morning and still dark in Mumbai. They like the cover of darkness.
Quinn watched the kids, who were becoming fidgety.
Congratulations. You guys get to sleep in our room for the foreseeable future.
Okay, Priya said quietly.
I want you guys to know we won't let them abduct you, Quinn said.
Yes, we won't, Nisha said. The kids ran out of the room and into Priya's room. Nisha looked down. Tears ran down her cheeks.
This is getting worse, Quinn, she said.
I agree. What can we do?
I'm not sure we can do anything.
Why do you say that?
They're advanced. There might be no way to stop them.
Read this, she said. Now someone is posting in Cairo. A huge round silver ball landed and children are walking inside. Here we go again. There's another post from Shanghai and another from Sao Paulo. Nisha alerted the DHS about the other incidents.
Quinn, the sounds are back, Nisha whispered.
What?
It, them, the aliens. Something is different now. I can't explain, but...
But what? Quinn said.
For a fraction of a second, I imagined those children.
What were they doing?
They were walking, Nisha said.
Where?
They're in a dark room.
What feels different about the sounds? Quinn said.
It's like they turned on a switch. The sounds are constant now.
Right now, as we speak.
Yes, the sound is like the noise of a crowd, but not as loud as before. It's like listening to a stadium full of people from outside the stadium, but it's electronic. Artificial.
Priya and Sophie ran into the room at full speed.
Mom, the sounds are back. They're not going away.
Yes, Pri, they aren't as loud, though. They're barely discernible.
Yeah, that's right, Sophie said, and there's less static.
They're clearer. I still don't understand them, Priya said.
Nisha posted. Anyone else hearing the sounds now? Are they different?
I'm reading a post from Tokyo saying the voices are back, Nisha said. They're calling them voices. Here's one from Barcelona and from Sydney. Here are more from Helsinki and Rio and Atlanta. I noticed some posts from here in Pasadena, too.
This is different than before. Not only do the voices seem different, but they aren't being broadcast from a specific location off the Earth. The moon hasn't risen here yet, but the voices are still here.
They watched the posts in silence for several minutes.
Read this. Nisha said as they hovered over her screen.
See these posts talking about children walking into spheres in Rio? And this one from Helsinki, and another from Barcelona? These are the same cities where people originally heard the voices. Nisha's DHS eyepiece agent alerted her to an incoming communication connection. She accepted the communication on her computer.
Dr. Chandra, this is General Sherman. I'm in a bunker beneath the Oval Office at the White House. We're with the President, and we wish to discuss the most recent developments. Can you speak with us now?
Of course, General, Nisha said, waving everyone out of the room.
Hello, Madam President.
Hello, Dr. Chandra. The recent developments are most troubling. We're hoping you can shed some light on the subject. First, can you tell us about your thoughts on the recent abductions and voices?
Yes, Nisha said.
The aliens are entering into a new phase in their investigation of our planet and of humans in particular. First, the voices or sounds are constant, 24 hours per day, everywhere. They aren't originating from one place in space, away from the Earth. Also, the voices are heard in places where abductions are being conducted. However, a few places exist where the voices were detected, but abductions haven't happened.
Yet, the president said.
Yes, we don't know the future, Nisha said.
There might be a correlation. I think we might know the answer in the next few hours. I'm watching my streams right now.
More abduction spheres are landing every minute in more cities around the world.
Why do they only want adolescent children? The president said.
I don't know, Nisha said.
The aliens are scientists. I guess they're studying us. Older children might be easier for them to manage and old enough to do whatever it is they want.
Eventually, they might also abduct adults. I'm not sure of their intent or their goals. We know they're taking children ranging from 14 to 18 years of age.
The president breathed heavily and didn't say anything for several long seconds. She felt a sense of hopelessness, but had to show she was still capable of action, or people would lose confidence. We're placing defensive missiles around major cities to stop these abductions. I don't want them to continue. What's your opinion about this plan? Nisha hesitated.
I think in this situation, violent acts of any type, including in self-defense, are a big mistake. My guess is anything we do will be ineffective. Think about trying to shoot down our F-56 jet fighters with bows and arrows. It's futile. I'm not opposed to defending ourselves, but I'm opposed to taking futile actions, which might lead to global destruction.
The president said nothing for several long seconds.
I understand. However, if I'm flying in my F-56 fighter jet and someone shot arrows at me, I wouldn't destroy their entire village in retaliation.
But they might, Nisha said. I think if they regard us as dangerous, they might exterminate us, even if we're no threat to them.
Please be careful. Any act you take might bring responses ranging from nothing at all to complete annihilation. Even a mild scolding from their point of view might destroy our civilization. Have you ever felt a bug on your neck and instinctively swatted? Later, did you find out you had accidentally squashed a cute little ladybug?
Well, I don't want us to be the ladybug.
Okay, thank you for your input, Dr. Chandra, the president said. I'll be careful. I think we should defend ourselves, but only as a last resort.
Good luck, Madam President, Nisha said.
She signed out. Quinn, Priya, and Sophie were hiding behind the door, listening to the conversation as usual. They looked inside and walked into the room.
Mom, you stood up to her.
That's my niche, Quinn said, walking in right behind Priya and Sophie. You're no pushover.
He gave Nisha a big hug.
I don't know if I did any good, Nisha said in a subdued voice.
I think they'll still shoot at the spheres and stir up trouble. Read this post. They've already installed missiles in New Jersey on the other side of the Hudson River from Manhattan. The president had this planned ahead of time. I doubt she listened to a word I said.
Well, Quinn said. I hope she did. Let's hope the missiles are never used.
Nisha shook her head as she read her Reddit stream.
I'm reading these posts. Abductions are happening all over the world. The spheres are 50 meters in diameter. Nobody has found a way to stop them. The paralysis stops nearby people in their tracks.
Priya watched videos of the children as they walked into the spheres. Her heart raced.
Mom, those children are being hypnotized like me.
You're right, Pri, Nisha said. They don't seem to be in control of themselves. Here's a post saying there's an abduction sphere hovering over Manhattan. That's right near the missile installation.
Nisha turned on a live video stream from the Manhattan shoreline. A reporter covering the story arrived on the scene.
Reporter.
The hovering sphere is landing along the shore of the Hudson. Several car accidents are blocking traffic. The sphere appears like other abduction spheres people see in cities around the world.
President Martinez watched the event closely, ready to give the launch order.
Maria, I'm not sure about this, General Sherman said. What if Dr. Chandra is right and we get squashed like a bug? We face an unknown enemy who knows everything about us. They might be translating and monitoring our communications. All my years of training tell me to be wary of engaging an unknown enemy with unknown capabilities. In this case, the most important capability that's unknown about this enemy is how many orders of magnitude they're above us.
Lucas, Maria said. I've known you for many years. I respect your opinion and I respect Dr. Chandra's too. However, I'm sitting here watching the sphere descend. I know our children will be abducted. What if one of those children was yours? She's the same age as those being taken around the world. If you witnessed your daughter about to board one of those things, wouldn't you do something?
Well, yes, I... Okay, there's your answer. I must defend those children. The president gave the okay. A single missile screamed out of a launch tube and across the Hudson. The reporter spotted it out of the corner of his eye. Reporter, there's a... Oh my God, I believe a missile from the other side of the river just hit the sphere. It bounced off and skipped across the Hudson like a smooth skimming stone. I heard no explosion. The missile lost power right before the sphere was struck. What's left of the missile is still skipping. Now it stopped halfway across the river and sunk into the water. The sphere is unchanged, as though nothing happened. The silence lasted a long minute. Now the sphere is landing, and children are walking slowly out from the neighborhood. The general shook his head.
Maria, did you see?
Maria? General Sherman turned to the president, slumped in her chair. Get the medics in here now. He took the president's pulse. He bowed his head in sorrow.
Nisha watched the missile impact on YouTube Live.
Quinn, did you see that? She said.
Yeah, I... He didn't know what to say. Nisha couldn't take her eyes from the screen.
That sure went wrong, but everybody survived, Nisha said. I hope the aliens don't retaliate. I'm sure we'll know soon. They don't play around. The children are walking straight into the sphere as though nothing happened.
Weird, Priya said. They're sleepwalking.
Priya's right, Nisha said. They're being remote controlled. It's like hypnosis.
Nisha and Quinn watched in silence for a few minutes, eyes glued to the screen. Nisha turned around.
What's wrong, Nish? Quinn said. Where are the girls?
They're right behind us. Oh, Pri?
They walked to the master bedroom. They weren't there. They ran to Priya's bedroom and searched the rest of the house.
The front door is open,
Nisha shouted as they rushed outside. The sky was dark since moonrise wasn't for several hours. Many people walked by themselves and with their kids in the warm evening air. They spotted Priya and Sophie talking to one of their friends at the end of the street where the school playground began.
Pri, you almost gave me a heart attack, Quinn shouted angrily.
Daddy, what's wrong?
I thought you had been abducted.
We both thought you had been abducted, Nisha said.
Sorry, Mom. We felt like coming out here, but I can't explain why. I felt a little dizzy.
I'm okay now.
I'm talking with my friend from school, Julia. That's all. The voices come to her, too.
I didn't know that until now because she never mentioned anything to me. She says she felt too embarrassed to tell anyone.
Hi, Julia, Nisha said. I'm working on trying to understand what's happening with the voices. I think everyone should go inside. I'm worried.
Quinn put his hand on Nisha's shoulder.
Nish, he whispered.
Nisha turned to Quinn, but he peered into the darkness of the unlit school playground.
Quinn, why are you whisper?
Shh,
Quinn whispered again and put his hand over her mouth.
Look up.
Silence.
I didn't expect it to be so big, Nisha whispered.
He took his hand away from her mouth. The reflections of the entire city curve around it, she said. If the reflections weren't there, the sphere would be invisible.
Notice how...
Nish, Quinn said.
What? Can you move? Do you want a better view?
No, I mean, can you move your legs or arms? She tried to lift her legs.
No, Nisha said. Nobody around us can move at all. We're partially paralyzed.
Nisha tried to call for the kids, but she could barely whisper. She helplessly watched them. Dozens of them walked towards the sphere.
I can't call Priya, can you, Quinn?
No, I can only whisper.
Nisha cried and perspired profusely. She didn't move due to the paralysis.
They can't do this. They can't take her. She's too young. Her life is only beginning.
No. She crumpled to the ground. We can't let them go, Quinn.
She tried to scream, but only a whisper came out.
I don't think we get a choice in the matter, he said.
Nisha struggled to view the abduction in progress.
They're going in, one by one, she said. The sphere's eating them.
No!
Sophie, I hate them. If I get close to one, I'll kill it.
Quinn held her in silence for a while as the kids became enveloped by the sphere's shimmering skin.
Why aren't you being abducted? He said. You're affected by the voices.
I guess they don't want adults. Only the kids affected by the voices are going in. They're all about Pri's age. I'm going to get her back. I don't care what it takes. Where is Sanjay?
I'm not sure. I've seen all the kids go in and none of them were Sanjay. He's probably at the house. He didn't hear the voices, so I doubt he's in danger.
Sanjay! Nisha tried to scream, but she could only muster a whisper. They felt a low frequency thumping.
The sphere is leaving, he said.
The spacecraft accelerated into the sky. The reflection of the city on the curved surface grew smaller. The vibrations of a powerful sonic boom echoed through the canyons.
We can move, he said. It's like when we shoot tranquilizer darts at animals. They recover and run away.
Nisha began to get up, but she fell back down.
Be careful, let me help you up, he said.
My baby's gone, she's gone forever. Where are they taking her? What are they going to do with her? She's not even 16.
Quinn held her tightly for a long time, rocking her back and forth as she sobbed. Tears ran down his face, but he tried to hide them. He wanted to be strong for Nisha, but that never mattered to her.
Sanjay! Nisha shouted. We need to find Sanjay!
They ran home. He was working on a mathematics problem with his agent on his pad device.
Sanjay, I'm glad you're here, Nisha said. I love you so much.
What's wrong, Mom? He said. Where's Pri? I need to ask her something.
Sanjay, the aliens abducted Priya, she said.
Good one, Mom, whatever. I'm serious, Sanjay. She's gone. Check on Reddit. Sanjay pointed his eye into his eyepiece and navigated to Reddit. He read the posts about the abductions nearby.
Pri, he said as he ran outside and down the street.
Sanjay, Nisha said.
I'll get him, Quinn said.
You go tell the world what's happening.
Nisha wiped away the tears.
Okay. Her DHS eyepiece app blinked. She walked to her computer and began her update.
General Sherman, I've got some news.
You don't know Dr. Chandra, General Sherman said.
Know what? The president is dead.
What?
She died when the missile struck the...
She fired a missile. I told her not to do that.
I know, the general said.
When that sphere landed in Manhattan, she ordered a surface-to-air missile to be fired. Seconds after the missile hit the target, I looked over at her, and she was dead. Vice President Wilson is now the president. She's in the room right now and wishes to speak with you.
Dr. Chandra, the president said cordially.
Yes, Madam President, Nisha said.
Call me Emma.
Okay, Emma. I'm pleased to meet you, Nisha said. I followed your work on the Middle East crisis. You solved part of the impossible conundrum.
I solved a portion, but some are still fighting. I felt lucky to be in the right place at the right time. Now that I understand what we're facing with the aliens, I long for those simpler days of Middle East peace negotiations. I mean, how do you negotiate with an unknown and all-powerful entity?
Nisha paused for a second.
That's a good question. They don't seem to care about negotiating. They're proceeding with their plans. We're only a minor inconvenience to them. What's disturbing is how they knew who ordered the firing of the missile. Also, I'm upset about how they're abducting children. They abducted my child an hour ago. They took her away in one of those...
She broke down in tears.
Nisha, Emma said. I'm sorry. Why didn't you mention this earlier?
We should let you go now. Contact us when you're able.
Nisha tried to wipe away the tears as she blew her nose.
I didn't say anything because the good of the country outweighs the good of the one. Being of service right now increases the chances of getting my baby back and helping everyone. I want to get back her best friend and all the other children, too.
That's noble of you, but, Emma said.
I'm fine, Nisha said. She's gone now. We lost our president, too.
The best way to get the kids back is to get to work understanding them. My specialty is learning about life on Earth and applying that knowledge to the cosmos. Right now, let's focus on what we can do from here forward.
Okay, Emma said. First, we need to discuss what we know and what we can do.
Well, Nisha said. First, we need to realize they're learning more about us every second. They identified who ordered the missile strike and killed her. They're technologically and socially savvy. I strongly urge you to not order strikes against them.
Yes, I think I'll only order a strike as a last resort if the entire planet is threatened.
I'm glad you agree, Nisha said.
The one positive thing to come from all of this is they don't want to kill all of us. They called the person responsible.
Yes, that's a good development, Emma said.
They also killed the missile operators and left others alone.
Okay, Nisha, I'm going to get some sleep. I'm moving away from the White House temporarily. I'll be contacting you from other locations. You get some sleep, too.
I'll try, Emma. Good night, Nisha said.
Quinn walked into the room.
Nish, how are you?
I found Sanjay. He'll sleep in our room from now on.
She sobbed and couldn't say a word. They went to bed, but couldn't sleep all night.